As the Czech government debates a controversial eco-tender on the clean-up of environmental pollution caused under the communist regime, the Daily Pravo has published a surprising story. Over 100 barrels of a toxic substance, beryllium, are reportedly being loaded on trucks in Kiev, Ukraine, to be transported to a secret destination in the Czech Republic. Daniela Lazarová has the story.
Under the communist regime, factories often stored toxic waste as circumstances allowed until it could be transported to a toxic storage site. For years, a factory producing equipment for Russian nuclear submarines in Kiev, Ukraine, did what many other large suppliers in Russia's satellite states did. They sent the toxic waste to Russia to be buried at one of the toxic storage facilities set up without question. In this case, it was a storage facility near the city of Leningrad. However, after 1978, Russia stopped taking the toxic waste and the factory started storing it in its own backyard, out in the open, in sealed containers. The factory is long closed, but for the past 20 years, the Kiev administration has been looking for a way to get rid of the pile of beryllium, which local media describe as a ticking time bomb. Now the Kiev town hall says it has found a solution. It reportedly commissioned the Israeli firm Sci Group Consortium to find a means of getting rid of the waste and claims that a contract was signed with an entity in the Czech Republic which had agreed to take over the waste for the equivalent of 29 million Czech crowns. According to the local media, the waste is ready for transport to an unknown destination in the Czech Republic and should set off in a number of days. The route and destination are being kept under wraps for security reasons. Kevin Bridgen, a scientist with Greenpeace, explains what beryllium is.
Yeah, beryllium is a metal and it's often used in alloys with other metals. The biggest concern about beryllium is where it is processed, or materials containing beryllium are processed, and particularly where this generates fumes or dusts, so grinding-type processes or high-temperature processes. Now, where people are exposed to these dusts or fumes, even at very low levels and even for short periods of time, this can lead to what's known as beryllium sensitization. And some people will then go on to have a disease known as chronic beryllium disease, and this particularly affects the lungs. And at present, there is no known cure or treatment for this disease.
Let us say that it is transported in containers, sealed containers, and then, I don't know, say buried underground. How dangerous would it be then for it to be stored here for years?
If the material is kept contained, then there is going to be very little chance of exposure of people to this compound. However, how well it's contained and where it's going to be stored, if this is unknown, then obviously that needs to be made clear. And also, in addition to that, what other materials may be present within the wastes, unless it's pure beryllium. Presumably there are other compounds potentially present within the waste as well, with their own potential for health risks or risks to the environment.
The story has evoked serious concern in the Czech Republic, where the Environment Ministry says it knows nothing about the planned transport. Efforts to contact the respective Israeli firm have also proved unsuccessful, with the only source of information regarding the planned transfer being the Kiev authorities and the local media, which have not released any further details. Martin Bursík, a former Environment Minister, says it is now up to the authorities to act.
Based on the facts that were published by the media today, it's 100% illegal activity, and it is now on the Ministry for the Environment and Czech Inspection and also the police to follow this import. And by the time they reach and they cross the borders, immediately control the content and send them back because it's illegal.
You were Minister of the Environment yourself for a period. Were there many attempts or were there any attempts to smuggle toxic substances past the authorities to this country for storage, for instance, or other purposes?
Yeah, I have to say, unfortunately, yes. Some companies in Germany, Austria found as a good business to export their waste to the country where the price for getting rid of the waste was slower for them than to process it according to the rules of that state. And these were mostly illegal imports, where then it was very hard to find that company responsible in the Czech Republic for processing the waste.
The Czech Environment Ministry on Tuesday confirmed that it was looking into the matter. The only thing which appears certain at this point is that Ukraine, like many other post-communist states, is looking for ways to unload dangerous toxic waste and has reportedly earmarked 176 million hryvnias, the equivalent of 396 million Czech crowns, to deal with 22 toxic waste storage sites in the country.
Daniela Lazarová reporting.